107. We're at 25 degrees right now in a cloudy sky. Welcome to our Friday talk around here on this December 10th. I got a couple of my favorites in studio with me here this morning. Brianna Koval.
Good morning.
Wilkin County Emergency Services. Jean Ferdine from the Salvation Army. Jean, good morning.
Hi, Bill.
Always love having you in here because, again, Christmas has officially begun. Janet Gagelin was nice enough to bring me in Christmas fudge this morning. And now I've got Jean in here talking Salvation Army. So now I know it's Christmas. I've got Brianna in here. That's how I know it's Friday.
Oh, I like how you brought that full circle.
Yeah,
that was really nice.
Tying everything in together. See, I have to do that or I'm just a mess through the rest of the day. So there you go. So Brianna Koval.
Yes.
Winter survival kits. Let's just touch on it quick. We've talked about it every time you've been in here. Have it in your car, folks, please.
Right. Are we talking about my shame story that I told you?
I wasn't going to bring it up, but
okay.
if you want to touch on this.
So I was driving home from Nebraska on Saturday night, and the weather was awful. And by the time I got to Brookings, I was doing about 30 miles an hour. By the time I got to Sisseton, there was no road because it was just white. All you could see was the grass on each sides of the highway. And all I kept thinking to myself is, I don't have a single piece of winter clothing in this car because it was nice out when I left. And I don't have my kit because I took it out of the car when I did a presentation a couple weeks ago.
See, and admitting that is so, that's brave.
That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I would highly recommend that if you do not have your winter survival kit in your vehicle today, that you get it in there today. Because you honestly don't know when it's going to be crappy outside.
That's true.
Really, it was nice when I left. 5 days later, it was not so nice. Do I wish I would have had that kit in there? Absolutely. So if you don't have that winter survival kit put together or in your vehicle, get it in there because the weather's going to turn anytime and we keep doing these swings between -2 and -45.
That's right. That's a good point.
You really just don't know when that really yucky weather day is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So get your kit in there. You're going to need it.
Right. So, okay, let's switch gears.
Yes.
Let's talk Scouts and the Salvation Army because they were busy last week. We got to do follow-up on this.
Week before. It was the first weekend of ringing, right? Did you start on Friday and we rang on Saturday?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So whatever day that was, 18th, 19th, somewhere in there.
Okay.
The Scouts were at Wahpeton Econo all day that Saturday. And they raised over $800 in the kettle that day, which
is huge.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge amount of money when you think about the fact that our goal each year is about $20,000.
Right.
And from that one kettle in that one day, that's a huge part of the goal.
Plus, it's great to encourage other groups in town to get involved and to do this, too, for the Salvation Army. Jean, are you still in need of bell ringers?
I am still in need of bell ringers.
Okay.
Yes. Especially that week of Christmas.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I know somebody that could probably do it for you. Your neighbor over there to the north, Cindy Mashing.
Cindy has already signed up.
Well, of course she did.
She's one of my regulars. You don't get off my list unless you die.
And the reason I'm bringing Cindy up today, Michaela, her granddaughter, has a birthday today. And I'm supposed to sing happy birthday, so. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Michaela Mashing. Happy birthday to you. There you go.
Yeah, and happy birthday, Michaela.
Right.
Yes.
So do you call Cindy the War Wagon? Because I know that was a name that stuck for quite a few years.
Well, I call her the General sometimes.
She gets after it. She also introduced me to the term humdinger, but that's for a whole other show for a whole other day.
We won't go into that.
Happy birthday to Michaela, 12 years old today. A belated happy birthday. So back to the bell ringing.
Yes.
This is at three different locations where you're set up in the Twin Towns.
Yes, Breck Econo, Walmart, and Wahpeton Econo.
All right.
And, you know, if there's nobody at the kettle, nobody puts any money in. So I'm really asking for volunteers to help.
All right.
And I don't have your name yet, Bill.
It's not a huge time commitment either.
No.
So I steered right around that one.
It's 1 hour.
Pretty
one
good.
Hour.
One
hour.
Pretty good.
Two
I just steered right around
just
it.
Exceptional.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Jean, let's talk about where we're at with our goal so far.
There you go.
Because that we did have a meeting earlier this week, and we talked about how much we've raised so far, and it's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Yes.
It's not great.
No, it's not
it's
great,
good.
But it's really good. And, you know, we still have a couple more weeks left to to get on this.
To hopefully get another $10,000 in those kettles.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
That would be great.
That would be great.
So is that attainable? Are you feeling good about hitting that number?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we could.
Good. Well, it's these two communities, and they're known for stepping up when
they are.
You know,
yeah.
when it's that time of year and when there's a need.
Yes, and it's the only time of the year that we do any fundraising. And as you know, everything stays in these two counties.
Right. Stays right here at home. So, Jane, who do people contact if they're going, hey, we would really like to do this?
Okay. If you want to do it at Brecky Cano Foods, it's Shirley Fox, Tridol, 701-403-9549. If you would like to do it at Walmart, get a hold of Brett Lambrick, 701-899-6452. And if you would like to do it at Wappan and Econo Foods, that's me, 701-640-1641.
And I bet you've been out there. I saw a picture in the Daily News of you out there ringing away. Have you been doing a lot of it this year?
I have been doing some of it, yes. Okay. Yes, and when I can't find people to fill the hole, then I try to go out there myself.
Then you look to people like Brianna, who's got a ton of scouts that can come and help.
She's got all these scouts, uh-huh. Yes, and that was just so wonderful.
Right. And they had a good time, too, mm-hmm. And that's what counts. It's fun to ring the bell, because really, what are you doing? You're standing out there and you're interacting with the public, and who do you see at those stores? You see your friends, you see your family.
Right.
So what do you do half the time you're standing there? Is you're talking to people you already know, just ringing the bell.
That's yep. true.
So
yeah,
that's it's
true.
Super fun.
And I always get a kick out of the people that will just avoid eye contact with you. Even if they are making a donation, they'll kind of put their head down and throw it in the... I've seen that happen before, too.
Yes.
Let's talk about counter kettles, too. Are those out this year?
Counter kettles are out in both counties, Richland and Wilkin. And then there are counter kettles in the two communities, too. So if you're living in rural areas and you can't get into Wapbreck, then I think there's a counter kettle in your town.
Make the donation there.
Yes.
All right. Well, will you come back next week and talk to me? Because I just can't get through a week around Christmas time without talking to you about Salvation Army.
I will come back.
All right. Okay. Jean Ferdine, Brianna Cole, I know you'll be back next
week. I will
Friday.
Be back. Absolutely.
Promise me that. Okay, good. Because then I can get my weekend going.
Right? I understand how that could just turn the axis of your world off kilter.
Well, it does from time to time. Jean, Brianna, thanks so much. Always great having you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all right.
Bill.
Coming up on 9:15 at the Voice of the Valley. Good morning.